Thank you. It's good to hear that from you.
Yes. King's Overseer, Sam Elliott.
That was a good set of sounds, by the way. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host, Walker Kelly. Walker, how long has it been since you've done a podcast with a five-star high school quarterback recruit? Because that's right now, baby. My brother-in-law got me College Football 26.
Okay.
I played it a little bit today, and you start off by being you're in high school, and it's like, you need to do these things. And I'm like 6'2", like 290 pounds, and I'm a running quarterback, and I just run through these poor, like these poor kids, they have to go to Trig tomorrow, and they got to tackle my ass tonight.
You're just a defensive tackle who happens to play quarterback.
Pretty much. It's great. It's so much fun. They're like, you need to throw for a first down. I'm like, no, I don't. Actually, I don't.
I'm going to go to Kennesaw State.
I have offers from Georgia and Texas and forget where else. I'm holding out somewhere four star that I could start, but I don't think that's going to happen. Notre Dame. I have an offer from Notre Dame. I cannot make the playoffs and then cry about it.
Yeah, that's right. You could definitely.
I can literally take my ball and go home. All right, Walker, it's the fantasy finals, and Nick Cage, John Madden cannot hurt you. Let's talk.
God.
How was your Christmas? Did you eat also 300,000 calories worth of sugar like I did?
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about what kind of desserts we had going on in the household. Ooh. So we had two outside desserts that came in from a friend of my grandma's. So that was a loaf of banana bread, which was solid, and then a pumpkin roll.
Nice.
Yep. And then I made two pumpkin pies, and my dad made a like a brownie tin, or not tin, like a brownie dish, a 9x9 pan.
Yeah.
That full of we made brown sugar cinnamon Pop Tart bars.
Yeah, I saw that post. What is that?
Okay, so it's like a kind of like biscuity shortbready type kind of dough on the bottom. And then it's like a cinnamon brown sugar goo in the middle. And then more of the dough on top, and then a buttery brown sugar cinnamon glaze.
So it's health food is what I'm hearing.
So it's so much butter, sugar, cinnamon, brown sugar, vanilla all up in your face. And it tastes unreal.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it banged.
Let's see. Kate made two types of bonbons.
Let's go.
Some peppermint bark.
Okay.
Sweet heat roasted nuts, which is so good. What else we got? Muddy Buddies, homemade Muddy Buddies. Two types of homemade muffins. Vegan muffins for my sister. Went all out, and I came home and I ate two muffins and a big handful of Muddy Buddies, and I'm becoming my 290 pound guy in College Football 26.
My 290 pound life.
That's right. My 290 pound life. Oh God. All right. Christmas football happened yesterday. Technically, were any of the games good? Not really. I do respect Denver and Kansas City for trying to make that game as short as humanly possible.
Oh God, nobody wanted to be there at all.
No, I saw a post yesterday that said the first half of Denver Kansas City was shorter than the first episode of Stranger Things that came out yesterday.
Oh my God.
It was 1 hour and 6 minutes, and it said that the first episode's runtime is 1 hour 8 minutes.
That's brutal.
Oh my God. All right. Let's talk the games really quick. Not much to talk about because it's week 17. We're not doing week 18. fantasy takeaway from the Dallas side of Dallas, Washington, Dallas 27, Washington 20. Malik Davis, question mark?
Devontae went out with injury.
Yeah. Actually, wait, this score is wrong. It's 30-23.
Oh, 30-20, my bad.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
30-23. So, Malik Davis, that was what I was going to say, just clock killing. Malik Davis led the team in rushing the same way Kevontae Turpin led the team in receiving yards.
It was on just, one catch.
Yeah, it was just, the game was weird.
Very weird.
Yeah. Is George Pickens a Cowboy next year?
No.
Where's George Pickens going to play?
Buffalo.
Interesting. Check this out. I got an idea. You know who uses a wide receiver one? Pittsburgh. Check that out. How do you like that idea?
You go to the Patriots, I guess. Maybe.
Could you have a late career Stephon Diggs and George Pickens on the same team, though?
Oh.
That feels like a disaster.
What about Bo Nix throwing to George Pickens?
Oh my God. Bo Nix and George Pickens on the same team, and RJ Harvey gets 75 targets. Lil Jordan Humphrey gets 120. George Pickens.
They're bringing back Brandon 60. Johnson or something.
Brandon Johnson. Travis Cadets coming out of retirement. He'll get 40 back. Targets. Yeah. But no. And then is Javonte a Cowboy next year?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think that they have liked what they've gotten out of him enough, and I don't think he'll be crazy expensive.
Okay. Is Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt the starting running back for the 2026 Washington Commanders?
No.
Is the starting running back on the roster?
No.
Is Ben Sinnott the starting tight end? I already wrote up my Ben Sinnott sleeper articles, Walker. It's already done.
I think so, yeah. Yes. I don't know if he's a sleeper, but I do think he'll be the starter.
Walker, it's happening.
I hope so.
Here's the real question. Is Cliff Kingsbury still the OC?
I don't think so.
Did you say you think so or you don't think so?
I do not think so.
You do not think so? I don't think so either. I think he goes and gets some like low level piss job somewhere.
He's going to be the offensive coordinator for like Lincoln Riley's USC or something.
It would be great if it's wherever Kyler ends up. Like, oh, hey, I'm back. He's the offensive coordinator for the Raiders next year.
Yeah. The Raiders are going to be bad enough. They'll be able to draft a quarterback.
Cliff Kingsbury, head coach, Las Vegas Raiders.
Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator, New York Jets.
Ew. Ew. With Kyler. With Kyler and Justin Fields.
Whoever, Justin Fields back up. Yeah. Then they just run the same offense.
And then somehow Brady Cook still starts 6 games. All right, let's talk about Detroit, Minnesota as briefly as possible. We had full goof mode. Lions, everything fell apart. Nothing worked except Isaac Tesla. Walker, how high are you drafting Isaac Tesla next year?
Probably not very high.
Okay. we had the maximum Brosmer, 51 passing yards. Incredible. Just incredible. What a weird game. Every time I walked into the room, because this was during our family time, every time I walked to the TV, I was like, what is happening? And I was like, everything is just like a weird game. A 65-yard Jordan Addison rush, Isaac Tesla bonkers catch, nothing good happening for the Lions. It's a real turd in your fantasy finals.
Pretty much.
Hey, you get that fourth place, schedule next year, though.
I honestly, at this point, that is a pretty good consolation. Next year we're probably going to be pretty good.
That's what the Niners did.
Yeah.
All right. There's not much to take from that game. Brosmer is not going to be the quarterback there in 2026, and the Lions are. Is Dan Campbell still calling plays next year?
No.
You don't think so?
No, they're going to find someone. My dad and I were actually talking about that. We kind of think they're going to make a run at Kafka.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, to be the OC, yeah.
What about this? Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't want that in any way.
What about they find another Kubiak brother?
See, now that, if they want to put Clunk Kubiak in there, I'm okay with that.
I love that Clunk Kubiak is the established missing Kubiak brother. Clunk Kubiak.
Absolutely.
All right. Denver beats a terrible Kansas City Chiefs team. Oh my God. Did you watch any of this game?
Very, very little.
Let me give you a let me give you a brief rundown of it. Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce. That's all they talked about the whole game. Which is
Okay.
fine because it was like 45 minutes of talking. Let me ask you this. Is RJ Harvey an RB2 next year?
Yeah, probably.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Is he above the tight the running back dead zone, do you think?
Yes, not by much, but yes.
Like all things equal right now. You're on the clock, Walker. You're fast forwarding to next August. RJ Harvey or Rico Dudu.
Man, but I don't know where Rico Dudu's gonna be.
Isn't he still under contract? No, he's not.
He's a free agent.
Then Chuba.
If Chuba's the starter there, I think I go Harvey.
You'd go Harvey.
Yeah.
Fast forward RJ Harvey or b-b-b-. Here, check this out. Derrick Henry.
Oh God. Probably Harvey too.
Yeah. Especially in PPR. Yeah, so I don't think there's much to take from this game. Is Bo Nix good, Walker?
Pretty good.
I'd say he's good enough.
He's good enough. Yeah, he has his flaws, but he also has clear strengths that you can play to.
It's also very funny that he's very 100% clearly the third best quarterback in the division.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like he has, well, there's no claim to being fourth. There's no claim to being second or first.
Oh no, he has settled right into third very well. He
Yeah.
is better than 16th at this point, but not even close to 10th.
Do you know about the Andy Dalton line?
No.
So it's an Around the NFL podcast staple, we'll say for years, is that's the median quarterback. If you have a quarterback above that line, you have your franchise quarterback. If you have a quarterback below that line, you need to go get a quarterback. Is he above the Dalton line or is he at the Dalton line?
He is the Dalton line.
Ooh, he is the Dalton line.
I think it might at this point, it might be the Bo Nix line at this point.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
I don't know though, because Nix could end up falling into a Jalen Hurts style category where he's like the 18th best quarterback in the league most of the time,
Eighteenth.
but then he raises his game to be like the sixth best quarterback on like when it matters, and that evens out to being like the 10th best quarterback.
18th best quarterback. You've been talking to AJ Brown too much.
I will not be discussing anything with AJ Brown, though. That guy reads fake books.
He reads books that say, "I will kill Jalen Hurts with a knife."
It's so true.
Weirder surgery, tonsillectomy or double shoulder surgery, both by the Eagles, both within the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on there.
What are they doing? All right, let's start talking Saturday and Sunday's games. This is the stuff that matters. We're going to talk this week's games. Also, we're not going to do a review episode next week, just so everybody knows. We're doing the absurdities.
That's right.
Because guess what? After the Houston Chargers game is over, you know what I'm going to do? Forget what happened in it. Same with every other game this weekend.
Most likely.
All right, Houston 10-5, Chargers 11-4, Chargers 1.5 point favorites. 39 and a half point over under injuries in this one for the Texans. Justin Watson, Trent Brown, Darrell Taylor, Jamal Hill, and Ajani Carter are all out. Ariante Ursary is questionable. Okay, there is a second R in there. It's so
Yeah.
small. I was like, wait, did I say that wrong? All right. And then for the Chargers, Darius Davis, RJ Mickens, Jamari Sawyer, and Benjamin St. Juiced are out. Mekhi Becton, Tayir Tart, and Kamani Vidal are questionable. Walker, your question.
Are we going with Woody Marks or Dalton Schultz if you need a flex?
I don't flex tight ends, but I feel like it's Dalton Schultz. Woody Marks is getting hemmed in. Like, Woody Marks and Bucky Irving both have this thing where there's other guys who are just taking the role, the valuable roles away, and they're just running the ball like 17 times, and that's it. Nothing on the goal line, nothing through the air, and it's not a very valuable role.
Right.
So I'll go Dalton Schultz.
I think I agree there. Schultz has been getting a lot of targets lately, and I know it's a tough Chargers defense, but I think if he gets another 8 targets in this game, you're probably looking at an above blob style performance, like 5 mm-hmm. for 50 floor. And I think that's a higher floor than Marks, who I have at running back 32. I would rather start my tight end 13 in the flex than my running back 32.
All right. Walker, you're in a real nasty, sick league. Yep. Jawar Jordan or Ronde Gadsden in the flex?
Oh.
Tight end premium.
Tight end premium? Then I'm going with Gadsden.
All right. Not tight end premium.
I think I'll still go with Gadsden.
You think you'll go with Gadsden? Gadsden has, checks notes, had one target last week.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I don't think Gadsden will get nothing, and I'm afraid Jawar Jordan could just not play at all.
Really? You think so?
Well, isn't Chubb going to play?
Yeah, but they, I feel like they would rather, I think they're going to work in all three guys. That's why I don't want to play Woody Marks at all.
Yeah, they might.
So that's my thought on it. Here's the real answer. Don't start any Texans running back if you can help it.
Yeah, if you have any other reasonable option, then use that.
Although Jawar Jordan, 20 touches last week.
Because he was the only healthy running back.
20 touches for 70 yards.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great stuff. All right. Stroud or Herbert?
Herbert.
All right. Omarion Hampton is top 15.
I haven't at 17, but still you should start him.
Probably starting him. All right. Let's go Hampton or Derrick Henry.
Hampton
or a banged up Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs.
Hampton or the bane of your existence, Michael Carter.
Hampton.
I just had to bring up Michael Carter. All right. Rank the wide receivers in this game of Vlad, Keenan, QJ, Nico, Higgins, and Christian Kirk.
It's Nico, Deerbreak. And I would say it's Ladd and QJ, Deerbreak. And then Allen and Higgins, Deerbreak. And then Christian Kirk in the garbage.
Correct. Except Allen Higgins tier break is hovering right above the garbage can.
Oh, it's not far from it.
Yeah. It's you know how like when you have like a really full trash can, you just like put the stuff on top instead of like throwing it out? Like that's where it is. It's like technically not the trash can, but it kind of is.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Walker acting like you've never been in a college dorm or apartment.
I have been.
That's what I'm saying, is every one of those has that trash pile. Well, I had disgusting friends.
I mean, I think I was just in the smart kid dorm.
Oh, that's right. You were in nerd dorm.
Yeah.
Trademark. All right. We all have the Texans winning that game. And I'm going to be real honest with you. If you're looking to that game for fantasy output, you are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that's a sub 40 over under, folks. You don't like to see it.
And it's going to be a banger like defense game. It's going to be a real, if you like two teams punching each other in the mouth.
Yeah, I hope you like 19-16.
Last second field goal by Taimi Fairbairn. All right, we all have Houston winning. All right, Baltimore 7-8 travels to Green Bay 9-5-1. Baltimore 1.5 point favorites, 43.5 point over under, just like the NFL drew it up when they put this back on the schedule. Malik Willis versus Snoop Huntley, folks. Lamar Jackson not officially ruled out, but he is doubtful. Taven Bryan is the only Raven ruled out. Jay Higgins is questionable for the Packers. Jordan Love ruled out. So is John Williams. Why don't you go back to making Star Wars music, dork? And Christian Welch. Malik Willis is questionable. So is Christian Watson, Savion Williams, Zach Tom, Aaron Banks, Sean Ryan, Bo Melton, and Evan Williams. Bo Melton, the wide receiver?
I mean, I what I'm noticing is what illness is going through the Packers.
Yeah, that's what they're all, man. Like
half a dozen guys. I'm kind of thinking it might be the one we're not supposed to talk about anymore.
Oh, the one that doesn't exist anymore?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. Well, the good news is the Packers have a history of their quarterbacks being, or their players being immunized from that.
Right. Indeed. Yeah. I certainly trust that Jordan Love is making responsible vaccination decisions.
Oh yeah. Of course. Of course. Of course. Do you think Malik Willis has escaped the Packers quarterback psychosis, or is he like buying in?
He went to Liberty. He's probably buying in.
Oh yeah. He went to Liberty. I forgot. He's probably pilling Jordan Love, if we're being honest.
I don't know about all that, because he did start his career at Auburn. But I don't know how much better that is either.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't know about that. My favorite quarterback pilling story out of Green Bay was when DeShone Kizer was there and Aaron Rodgers asked him about UFOs. And he's like, and then I looked into UFOs. It's like, oh, no.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers pilled you, dog.
And literally, you just have to nod and be like, uh-huh. And that's it. You don't ever look into it.
Here's how you survive the Packers quarterback room. Oh, man. Yeah, that's wild, dude.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, and then as long as you just let Aaron Rodgers rattle on, then he'll think you're great.
Yeah, he's like, man, this guy's great. That was the Jared Aberdare secret. Yeah. He just went, uh-huh, yeah, cool, man. Yeah, man. All right, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever you say, whatever gets me passes. All right, Mike wanted to know if Zay Flowers was top 15. No. Not with Snoop Huntley at the helm.
Yeah, that's the problem. I like the matchup. Keyshawn Nixon has been awful lately.
Yeah, Keyshawn Nixon is. I picked him up in my IDP league because he's been getting a shit ton of tackles, which as a corner is not good.
No, that's not what you're looking for.
No.
Yeah, I don't think top 15, but I do think you should still play him.
Yeah, I mean, in a three wide receiver league, I don't see a way out of it, honestly.
Definitely not.
Yeah, let's see. Snoop Huntley not passing for a lot of yards, but this is also like a very focused offense. So it's pretty much just Zay Flowers in the passing game. Like we're not going to get crazy. Are we going to start either Isaiah Likely or Mark Andrews?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's pretty much in the passing game, just Zay Flowers. The last time that Snoop started and played a full game, 5 for 5, 64 yards. So they got him involved. He's like a wide receiver 3, I would say.
I have him at 22.
All right. So you're a little bit higher on him than I am. And you're starting Derrick Henry, and that's it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, on the Packers side, with Malik Willis under center, is anybody other than Josh Jacobs, who was removed from the injury report? So that's something to notice. I did not read his name off, so he should be good to go. Is anyone other than Josh Jacobs a recommended start? We go on sneaky Christian Watson, Emmanuel Wilson, Tucker Kraft. Nope, he's dead. Luke Musgrave.
Honestly, I think the guy who is closest to a sneaky start is Malik Willis himself.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. That man loves to run.
Right.
And Matt LaFleur loves to let him run.
So I have Willis as QB 15. I think he is a reasonable streamer, and I think in a 2QB league, I would even rather play him than Shuck.
Oh, wow. And you love Tyler Shuck. It started as a bit, but now you love Tyler Shuck.
I'm getting there.
Also, people are coming around. Remember in April, I was like, I can't explain it. He's not good, but he's better than most of the other guys. He's better than people think. And that's where we are now with Tyler Shuck. Is he good? No. Is he better than we thought? Yes.
He's Davis Mills, baby.
He's Davis Mills, baby. Yeah, Malik Willis, he runs a ton. Would you rather start Malik Willis or Cam Ward?
Willis, easy.
Yeah, Cam. The Saints have sneaky become an amazing defense. Malik Willis or Jackson Fart?
Fart.
Yeah, it was on. I was on the fence, but they told Max Crosby to go home.
So, yeah, right.
Let's go Malik Willis or Philip Rivers. I can't believe I said that.
Malik Willis.
Philip Rivers, to quote Pat Doherty, quote, unk is cooking. all right. That's it for this game. Like, this is also not going to be like the Saturday lineup is not going to be very great for fantasy, I don't think, except for a sneaky Malik Willis in a two quarterback league.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Nico will probably get like 6 for 65 and a touchdown.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Let's go to Sunday's action. Action. Seattle at Carolina. Seattle 12-3 at the 8-7 Panthers. Seattle 7.5-point road favorites, 42.5-point over under. Tershawn Wharton and Trevin Wallace are out for the Seahawks. And Robert Hunt is I got these backwards. I just, as soon as I got to Robert Hunt, I was like, nope. That's for the Panthers. Robert Hunt is questionable for the Panthers. Charles Cross and Kobe Bryant are out for the Seahawks. Walker, my question, can we please get a West Coast team going east, reverse bump? Can we get that?
Oh, I mean,
Walker, please, I need it.
I think this is going to be a Carolina covers but loses.
I want Carolina to win.
I know, but I really think it's going to be like 24-19.
Actually, now that I think about it, if the Niners win and the Panthers win, I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't. The Niners still control their own destiny.
Well, but what I'm saying is the Seahawks will be 12-4 and the Niners will be 12-4. So week 17 still is in play. No, the Niners.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. So, all right, Walker, the grossest question this side of Jawar Jordan or Ronde Gadsden.
Zach Charbonnet or AJ Barner?
I don't know if it was before we started recording or like as we started, but you convinced me that it's AJ Barner.
AJ Barner, tight end 11 for me on the week. He's top 10 on the season in total points. I don't like it, but it's true. He's a pretty good player, and man, that running game is just it's so inconsistent. Some weeks you can trust it, and some weeks you can't. Kenneth Walker looked fantastic last week. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't continue to get more carries than Charbonnet. You're really begging for a touchdown there, whereas Barner actually does get targets. I think in standard I'd probably go Charbonnet, but any other format I'd go Barner. Yeah, that's fair.
But Kenneth Walker last week, you mentioned, huge game, 14 touches, 164 yards and a touchdown on 3 catches, played 44% of snaps. God, I hate this running back room, because you look at the touches, you're like, eh, only 14. You look at the snaps, you're like, oh, that's bad. You're like, oh, but 164 yards. Okay.
That is very, very good.
That is very, very good. And you don't want to I will simply not talk about Kenneth Walker any longer. That's what I'm going to do. Walker, what do we do with Kenneth Walker? And if you get it wrong, off the podcast.
He's the very last guy in my start category, so I think you play him.
Right on the fence. All right, you're starting JSN. What about Sam Darnold? Are we getting December Darnold mode?
I really would rather not. I have him in the you can do it section, but he's the last guy in that section at QB 18. Standard QB 2 for me. I just don't think there's going to be enough volume to anybody but JSN or enough touchdowns to sustain him.
Mm-hmm. I do worry about like what's like the indie games like stick looming large in my head about like Sam Darnold.
He's just not consistent.
Yeah.
And then he'll have stretches like, where he plays well, but I don't think in the fantasy finals you can trust him, especially since Carolina, the better part of their defense is the pass defense.
Yeah, that's incredibly true. So, okay, so no Sam Darnold, but yes, JSN. No Rashid Shaheed, don't get cute. All right, for the Panthers, speaking of don't get cute, we got cute. I got cute on the live stream on Sunday, and it bit me in the ass. Somebody asked me, Tetteroa McMillan or Jalen Coker? And I was like, well, Tetteroa McMillan hasn't really been getting targets lately. Bang, right in the ass.
Yeah.
So we're going Rico Dowdle. We're going Tetteroa McMillan. That's it. Seattle's winning. Let's go on to Walker's sneaky banger of the week. Defense optional.
That's right.
The Arizona offense only travels to Cincinnati. Arizona's 3-12. Cincinnati's 5-10. Cincy's 7 favorites flat. Jesus Christ, I forgot how to talk. 52.5-point over under. For the Cardinals, Paris Johnson, Evan Brown, Kytrell Clark, and Buda Baker are out. Marvin Harrison, Schalt, Froholt, okay. Josh Sweat, huh?
Schalte.
Froholte?
It's Schalte Froholt.
Schalte Froholt. Got it. Okay. Josh Sweat, Will Johnson, Max Melton, Jalen Thompson are all questionable. Charlie Jones, there's a name I can say. Charlie Jones for the Bengals. He is out. As is Cam Grandy, Matt Lee, Joseph Asai. Noah Fant, BJ Hill, and Josh Newton, those three are questionable. My question is because we're starting Jacoby Brissett. We're starting Trey McBride. If you're Walker on his AMA, you're starting Michael Carter.
Right.
Where do we put Marvin Harrison Jr. and Michael Wilson in 2026?
I would say probably have Harrison as a boom bust wide receiver 3. I don't see how you could put him any higher than that. And with Wilson, he really hasn't ever produced except for this stretch where he's been the only wide receiver who's able to get targets. I think that he's a better player than what he has shown his first couple years in terms of not having the biggest role and all that, but I don't think he's proven he can earn targets across from like players who are not awful. So
yeah.
I would say he's definitely in the draftable receiver range, but outside the top 36.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, friend of the pod and official member of the only Blue Sky Dynasty League that matters, Kevin Tompkins, called him wide receiver Alexander Mattison. I disagree with that.
I thought that was a bit far, but yeah, my range was his low-end outcome is Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
And his high-end outcome is Jacoby Myers.
Man, Rashad Bateman, Jacoby Myers? Have we reached a new level of Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby Myers, but he's bad now.
All right. What about this week? Where do we put MSJ and Michael Wilson?
For this week, I think because Marvin Harrison is injured, I think he'll probably play, but I just don't think he's healthy enough to really make that much of an impact. So I think they'll kind of be forced to go more to Wilson. So I think against this Cincinnati defense, I'm going to start Michael Wilson, and then Harrison is in that wide receiver 3 range where if you're really desperate, sure. But otherwise, I think I would probably look for a better option.
But here's the thing, too. It's like if you put on their tape of what they've done this year, I mean, I wouldn't be so certain that, if it weren't for name and pedigree, I'd be saying about Michael Wilson vis-a-vis Marvin Harrison Jr. and which player might be better than other said player.
I'm
just saying one of them we've seen better games. We've seen more better games from Michael Wilson than Marvin Harrison Jr. so far.
I agree.
Yeah. But it's all going to change when, challenge trade. When Geno Smith comes to town straight up for Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't like that.
I don't like that.
Where are they picking?
The Cardinals?
Yeah, they're like top 8.
Oh, yeah. They're 3-12, dude.
Well, I don't know. There's some really stinky doo-doo teams this year.
They got to be picking like fifth or something.
Let's see. They are picking sixth. Get wrecked.
Sixth. Okay. Yeah, I mean, they might have to trade up, but I feel like they can get a quarterback, definitely.
Damn, it looks like not a great quarterback here. It looks like we got Mendoza, Dante Moore are projected yep. 2 and 3.
Those are the two ones that I believe can be good, yeah.
And then Ty Simpson at 18.
Don't like.
And then
Lenora Sellers is going back to school.
Oh, Sellers is going back to school?
Yep.
I was counting on Sellers coming out in Mike's Devi League. My Debbie spots are full, Walker. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. All right, that's enough of talking about that. I would say they probably, I don't know. I feel like they go, like, when you break up with somebody and you go, like, the complete opposite of them. Like, they're going to go some, they're going to try to sign Phillip Rivers.
It's going to be, they're going to go with a pocket passer. You mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, I mean, hell, it might be Jacoby Brissett.
I think they should extend Brissett for another year as at least the bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know. Let me look here. You talk. I'll look something up.
I talk? All right. Mike's question is Chase Brown top 10? Yes. Is Jamar Chase top 10? Yes. Is T. Higgins must start? Yes. Is Joe Burrow must start? Yes. Is Mike Gesicki tight end one on the week? No. But in my heart, yes.
That's right.
I think you're starting everybody on the Bengals, except for probably not Mike Gesicki. Like, it's not really a question. Like, if this went to 20 weeks, we'd probably end up with the Bengals as a free space team. If this went 20 weeks, we'd also probably end up with a gun in our mouths, if we're being honest here.
It'd be way too many injuries, bud.
Yeah. We'd be like, all right, who are we starting as our wide receiver one this week? Are we going with Cedric Tillman or DeMarcus Robinson?
I have Chase Brown at 6. So to answer Mike's question, I believe so. Mm-hmm. And then, Burrow, you should start unless you have a better option. Brown, yes. Both the receivers are top 12. Yeah.
Would you go Burrow or Brissett?
Brissett.
Burrow or Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Burrow or... I'm trying to find a good one. Burrow or Jalen Hurts?
Hurts.
Okay. Because of Joe Burrow's extended absence, these are questions that people might actually have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I have Joe Burrow and Drake May on the same team.
Yeah, exactly. So he was dropped in a lot of places. So what's your thought on the 2026 quarterback for the Cardinals?
I mean, I really think they're not going to be able to get these top two guys, and so I don't think it's going to be a rookie. I think if they draft a quarterback, it'll probably be, like, in the second or third round. As more of a development guy.
What's Garrett Nussmeier like?
Sucks. He's bad.
Oh, good. They should draft him then.
Okay, fair enough.
Look, the Seahawks and the fucking Rams are in this division. The Niners need a layup, okay? They should see what Josh Rosen is up to.
Yeah, for sure.
How old is that guy? Like 28? Got it. Nailed it. Bang. 28.
Okay, okay. There we go.
On the dot. Let's go. All right. He turns 29 in February. Okay. We all have Cincinnati winning this one. Free space game. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. If this game shows up on my red zone, I will turn it off. Pittsburgh 9-6, Cleveland 3-12. Steelers 4.5-point favorites, 35.5-point over under. Somehow an over under lower than two great defensive teams going off on Saturday. For the Steelers, Calvin Austin is out. Brandon Echols is out. James Pierre is out. So is DK Metcalf. He's suspended. TJ Watt. They tie-rodded him. Isaac Samwalo and Jalen Ramsey are questionable. For the Browns, David Njoku and Winston Reed are out, and Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Sampson, Harold Fannin, Wyatt Teller, Sam Kamara, Miles Harden are all questionable. Walker, would you like to address the racist Lions fan? Speaking of DK Metcalf.
He's real racist, bud. And yeah. I don't like that guy at all. I wish he'd shut up and go away.
Yeah. Calling a press conference to say, please tell the world that I did not call you a slur. Sounds like you said a slur, buddy.
Yeah, I'm starting to question why you need to keep saying this.
Yeah. My post, I posted the drill tweet. Don't let them put the newspaper that I got racist.
Ugh.
Yeah. Awful. If you're going to do a press conference, take off your Lions hat, dog. Really, exactly. Really want to know what's going on with that hairline too, by the way. Blue wig, yeah, Lions hat.
Extremely bad hairline, I'm assuming.
Buddy, I'm take this to trial. Do discovery. Let me see that hairline.
Absolutely. I need to see it.
Yeah. All right. In this game, gotta erase this. DK Metcalf, not a wide receiver 3. Jalen Warren's a running back 2. Kenny Gainwell's a flex. Aaron Rodgers is a 2 QB league start. Are we trusting any wide receivers in this game?
No.
Are we trusting any tight ends other than Harold Fannin? If he plays.
He said he's going to play. I mean, obviously we don't know for sure, but as long as he plays, yes, and on him and no on any of the Steelers guys.
All right. And rip and piss Quinshon Judkins, bad guy, broke his leg. Get wrecked. Are we starting Dylan Sampson?
No.
Okay. So Dylan Sampson, what, like probably RB 38 or something for you?
36.
Bang. Got it. All right. That's it for this game. We all got the Steelers winning. Let's go to Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Jags 11-4. Indy 8-7. Jags 6.5-point favorites. 46.5-point over under. For the Jaguars, Patrick McCarry, Danny Strigo, Jalen McLeod, and Jordan Lewis are out. Bashel Tootin and Robert Hainsley are questionable. For the Colts, Anthony Richardson, Anthony Gould, they got it right this time. Andrew Ogletree, Tanner Bordellini, JT Tuimwalo, DeForest Buckner, Daniel Scott are all out. That's a team that is circling the drain. Tyler Goodson, Ashton Doolin, Bernard Ryman, Dalton Tucker, Buddy Johnson, and Sauce Gardner are all questionable. Walker, where does Trevor Lawrence rank in 2026? Currently QB4, but he's done it off of a like 5-game stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't have him in the top 6, but I think having him outside the top 10 would be too far. So I'm going to split the difference and say 8.
I think he belongs in the, he belongs above the Purdy Goff tier. He belongs below the Burrow Hurts tier. So yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, anywhere from like 6 to, I would say 6 to 9.
Nice, first of all.
LOL, right.
That's kind of the range where I live, so I have a feeling this might shock you. I'm going to have a bunch of Trevor Lawrence next year.
What?
Jeff with Trevor Lawrence?
This has never happened before.
I'm all the way in, folks. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. Fool me thrice. Now I'm in.
Fool me 4 times. Can't get fooled again.
So we're starting Travis Etienne. He continues to get away with it. A terrible running back, just scoring a ton of touchdowns. I hate it. I'm not coping. But yeah, you're starting him. What about the wide receivers?
Jacoby Myers, I would say yes. Brian Thomas is a maybe. Parker Washington is an if you're desperate, I would say.
Yeah, Parker Washington has been interesting because he's been getting a bunch of volume lately, but for some reason, I always trust volume, but I don't trust his volume.
Yeah, I think he's a low-end wide receiver 3.
Okay, that's higher than I thought you would have him. So, so if you're putting Jacoby Myers above him, that's what? He's like 28-ish, 26?
Well, I have Myers at 20.
Oh, wow. Much higher than I thought.
I have Thomas at 29, Washington at 34.
All right. Brenton Strange or Juwan Johnson?
Strange, just barely. They're back to back.
They're doing the Charlie's Angels pose. Brenton Strange or Tyler Warren?
Warren.
Brent Strange or Dallas Pater going up against the Buffalo Bills.
I'll go with Goddard.
Okay. All right. Mike's question is about Jonathan Taylor. Will he go over 75 yards rushing in this game?
No.
No? Jaguars allow the third fewest fantasy points to running backs on the season, and they have not, I repeat, not allowed a 75-yard rusher on the season.
There we go. That's a great line by Mike, then, considering that Taylor is, you know, he's obviously one of the best running backs you'll see. So,
yeah.
No, I think he'll get over 50, but under 70.
Yeah, and we saw, I mean, the 49ers, that's the game plan. What the 49ers did last week. Make Philip make Unk beat you.
Exactly. It may, you know, eventually Unk's going to screw up is basically the game plan.
Yeah, D Winters had a pick six against Philip Rivers. That tells you all you need to know.
Yes,
it does. But Philip Rivers was slinging it. Alec Pierce produced last week. Are we going back to any Colts pass catchers?
I just based on the matchup, I feel like Warren has the most advantageous matchup, so I like him the best. But the receivers, I mean, it's really they're all kind of in a clump.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say just because it hasn't been clear which one is the lead. I mean, Pierce had two touchdowns but only three catches. Mm-hmm. Josh Downs has been utilized the most, but it's all short area bullshit. If he hadn't scored a touchdown against against Seattle, he would have had nothing anyway. Pittman's been the best across the season, but he hasn't been that involved the last couple weeks. I would think that if you're in this position, you probably have to play Pittman, but I would hope you had better options than any of these guys, I guess.
The Jags have given up two double-digit wide receiver games in three straight games and four out of five. So the one that they did, the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. So not great.
Yeah. Well, the Titans leading wide receiver was Van Jefferson with three catches for 20 yards, folks. Is that what you're going for? Is that good?
It's a bad team.
Oh, what a bad team. All right. Philip Rivers or fellow Unk Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
All right. Philip Rivers or...
Actually, no. Rivers.
You're going Rivers? Let's go. Okay. Philip Rivers or... Oh, my God. Brady Cook? He's a two-quarterback league.
Rivers.
Rivers or Shadur?
Shadur.
Yeah. Even though no TJ Watt, I
would go Shadur barely just because Shadur, it's possible Shadur could run.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is a little bit. Yeah, because I was going to say, is even without TJ Watt, I feel like they're still going to flush him out of the pocket and he'll run a little bit.
Right. He'll have like 20 rushing yards, whereas Rivers will not have any.
Walker, what if he did, though?
He'll have two rushing yards.
Could you imagine? I there's nothing I want to see more than a Philip Rivers scramble.
I liked it when he got out of the pocket really early last week. He was rolling out to his left, and then he got about halfway to the sideline, and he was like, fuck this shit.
What is more likely to happen, a Shadur Sanders 5-touchdown game or a Philip Rivers read option keeper?
Oh, I think more likely I would go with the... Rivers keeper.
I want to see it so bad.
I really feel like he could do it.
I mean obviously he's a pro, he's taking it seriously, but I've not seen a guy care less. Like he's just like, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, he's trying his best.
Yeah, he's having fun. I don't want to say he doesn't care, because when they do well, he's like excited. But then things go poorly, he's like, yeah.
Right. I mean, he's got nothing to lose here.
Yeah, he's there for the NFL isn't going to take away his next 5 years of health insurance. So,
right.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk. We all got the Jags winning. Let's talk the Battle of Florida, non-Jags edition. Tampa Bay at Miami. Tampa Bay 7-8. Miami 6-9. The Buccaneers 5.5-point road favorites. 46.5-point over under. For the Bucs, Tristan Wirfs, Kalijah Kancey, and Anthony Nelson are out. For the Dolphins, Benito Jones, Isaiah Johnson, Mika Fitzpatrick are out. D. Eskridge is doubtful. Aaron Brewer, Andrew Meyer, Tyrell Dodson, and Jason Sanders are questionable. Walker, I don't understand this question.
Is it conceivable to bench Mike Evans in the championship?
No, he needs 350 yards per game in the next two games.
He's not going to get that, Jeff.
I looked into this when I saw this question. I feel like the Dolphins are a neutral matchup. Baker's going to bake. And no, I don't think you should be benching Mike Evans.
I don't either. This is why I put this in here.
Okay. Even though he's old and gets hurt, he does it in so many different ways. I remember when he was having like Kyle Rudolph games back when Tom Brady first started with
yes.
the Bucks. Like he can do it that way. And he can do it like we saw on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago, like 12 targets, 8 catches, 120 yards or whatever. Like,
right.
He's a monster. The real question is are you man enough or are you a bad enough dude? That's what it is. Are you a bad enough dude to sit Emeka Ibuka?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he Emeka Doodoo.
Emeka Egpuka.
Well, no, that's good. Remember, when he was Emeka Ibuka, he was good.
Okay, fine.
Now he's Emeka Ibuka, meaning he's anti-Semitic.
I don't know about that. I don't think we should be saying that.
Well, if he's Emeka Ibuka,
okay.
then he would be anti-Semitic.
Sure.
Yeah, you shouldn't be playing Ibuka. What about Chris Godwin?
Still no.
All right. Bucky Irving. How are we feeling about Bucky?
I think you have to play him. I mean, Miami's not that strong of a defense, especially in the middle. I have Bucky at running back 12.
12? I feel like 12 is really aggressive because he's not getting any goal line carries. Like, Sean Tucker had like 5 snaps last week and like 4 were within the 5.
I don't know. It's not working is the thing. Like, they've been playing worse since they've been going to Bucky Irving less.
I'm wondering if they have to, like if he's banged up, like if they're worried about him getting a whole pile of men on him at the goal line.
Maybe, I don't know, but I have to operate. I mean, he's not even on the injury report.
Yeah, I know. That's what's wild. All right. And then Baker, what, quarterback 11?
13.
13. Okay. So on the wrong side of the startable.
Just barely.
All right. And if you were still starting Rashad White, you are not listening because you are done for the year.
That's all right.
On the Miami side, Devon Achan, free space, Jalen Waddle, and Darren Waller, both question marks, free space.
I have them both at the very back end of the start range. Jalen Waddle at wide receiver 23 and Waller at tight end 8. Tampa is bad at defending the pass and they're going to have to throw it to somebody, and those are the only two real reliable options that the team has. So I think they're both going to get a lot of targets.
That's fair.
Not going to be super efficient because it's Quinn Ewers, but if, you know, I figure Jalen Waddle probably gets 10 targets, catches 5 of those for 60 yards. You know, you're at fringe wide receiver 2 production level. And then with Waller, he'll probably get 7 or 8 targets. If he catches 4 of those, you know, he's probably just above the blob. He's got a better chance of scoring a touchdown than most tight ends because he's a big-ass, tall guy.
Yeah.
I think they're both reasonably good plays, but not like you're not jumping out of your shoes to play them either.
Yeah, it's like if they're your worst option at the position, like you're like, okay. Like,
if they're your worst option, then you've got a good team.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. And then I think that's it for this game. Also, check this out. Quinn Pewers.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to stop it down there. We're done with the episode. We can't top Quinn Pewers.
Well, I mean, it's right there in the name. Quinn Ewers.
All right. that's it. We all got Tampa Bay winning this one. Second to last 10 a.m. game. Too many 10 a.m. games, folks. New England at New Jersey. New England 12-3. New Jersey 3-12. New England 12.5-point favorites. 42.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. No Kayshon Booty. No Mac Hollins. No Jared Wilson. Kyrus Tonga. Milton Williams. Harold Landry. Or Robert Spillane. Travion Henderson is questionable, as is Pop Douglas and Charles Woods. For the Jets, Mason Taylor, Will McDonald the fourth, Jay Tufele, and Francisco Moyagoa are all out. Xavier Newman Johnson is questionable. Walker, what is your question for the Patriots?
Will game script against the Jets cause a down game for Drake May?
The only way, so I these questions are always intriguing to me, because I poo-pooed on the live stream the idea that a Jacoby Brissett game script, that he could get game scripted out because the Falcons weren't going to blow out the Cardinals. But my general thought is that, like, with Drake May, if there's a blowout, he is going to be a part of it. But there is the factor of Travion Henderson. Travion Henderson could have, like, 275-yard touchdowns.
That's true. I'm not saying that's not true, but I look at 2 weeks ago, people could have said the same thing about Trevor Lawrence. And then Trevor Lawrence had the best quarterback game of all time, basically.
First of all, nobody would ever say that about Trevor Lawrence. You take that back.
Okay. And I think Drake May has been so consistent all year. He's gotten you to this point. There's no reason to bench him now in the best matchup you're going to have all season. That is galaxy braining.
Should I bench the QB2 because his team is too good and the matchup
Exactly. That is galaxy brain shit. If you go down with Drake May, oh well.
That's beyond galaxy brain. That's like multiverse brain.
Yeah, exactly. You are at the very bottom level of the galaxy braining meme.
Yeah. They're inventing new levels just to get you down there.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so. And then, Ramondre, Travion, are we playing them both? Neither. We picking one. Who are we playing?
Which one? Sorry.
The running backs.
I mean, if Henderson plays, you play him, of course. Stevenson, I think, is like a fringe RB2. I think he's a solid flex.
Okay, if Henderson's
out, then Stevenson is a must start.
Okay, that was going to be my question. If Henderson is out, would you rather start Stevenson or Breece Hall?
Stevenson.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd rather start Stevenson than Breece Hall, period.
Period. Stevenson or Anthony Pollard?
Stevenson straight up, yep.
Stevenson or Ashton Jeanty?
Jeeanty, easy. Jeanty has a great matchup, and he's like the only guy who's going to touch the ball the whole game.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's going to be incredible. All the good players are hurt.
26 carries for 81 yards, 9 catches for 36 yards.
Folks, they said Joe Mixon was dead, but he's back. He's reincarnated. That is a
150% Mixon, folks.
Yeah. We're mixing levels heretofore unseen.
He is going to have the ugliest 120 scrimmage yards and a touchdown you've ever seen in your life.
And I've seen Christian McCaffrey this season. So.
Yeah, exactly. I saw Jahmyr Gibbs score 20 fantasy points in a game where he had 2 rushing yards.
Hell yeah. Also, by the way, I said all the good players are hurt for the Raiders. I should specify all the good player is hurt for the Raiders.
All your base are belong to us.
That's right, baby. Check this out. Free space. All your Brees are belong to us.
Pretty good.
That's all your Brees. All your Brees are belong to us.
There we go. Okay, so that could be an episode title for sure. Yep.
All right. All your Brees are belong to us. Perfect episode title. Episode over. We're just trying to get to the episode title. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next season.
We got 5 more games.
Yeah, Breece Hall, not good. We have like We have five games, but they're half free spaces. So let's speed this up, shall we? New Orleans, Tennessee. New Orleans 5-10. Tennessee 3-12. New Orleans 2.5-point favorites. 39.5-point over under. Technically a game in the National Football League. Alvin Kamara, Zaire Mitchell, Payton, Cesar Ruiz, Brian Breesy are all out for the Saints. Mason Tipton, Chris Olave, and Charlie Smith are questionable. For the Tennessee Titans, Bryce Oliver, Olufemi Oladejo, Marcus Harris are all out. Ali Gay and Micah Robinson are questionable. Let's get the Titans out of the way. You're starting Tony Pollard and nobody else. He's been on a tear. Like, he's gone up from, like, I guess you can play him too. You should probably be playing Tony Pollard. Except, Walker, the Saints are suddenly one of the best run defenses in the NFL. So, where does Tony Pollard rank for you this week?
28.
28, so a flex.
Yep, exactly.
All right, perfect. All right, my question, because you're starting Juwan Johnson, you're starting Chris Olave, you're flexing in super flex Tyler Shuck, and that's it. My question is, if Shuck and Olave are both back in 2026, where do we rank Christopher Olave?
I would say he's not, like, I don't expect top 12 again, because he's had some really good touchdown luck, plus he had a gargantuan game last week. I would say maybe, like, wide receiver 16.
Wide receiver 16. Okay, is he wide receiver 16 in the way that everybody's, they're like, he's going to break out, but I don't quite trust it yet?
I think he's more wide receiver 16 in that, like, the ceiling's not quite as high as some other options, but you know you're going to get a productive wide receiver 2 out of him.
Okay, perfect. With Tyler Shuck, Chris Olave is on a pace for 97 catches, 1,314 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be that high, but, like, I could see, like, a 10 to 15% reduction in those numbers being, you know, something like 85 for 1150 and 8. And that's like, you know, that's like T. Higgins numbers. So, you know, I feel like I'll probably have Olave, yeah, outside my top 12, but definitely above like 18.
Okay, I'm trying to find the 85, 11, 50, and 8 right now. Let's see where we're at. Let's see who comes closest. So considering that there's going to be an extra game, I'll put it down to like 80 for 1,000.
80 for 1,107.
CeeDee Lamb's currently sitting at 74 for 1,000.
Yeah, and he's a down CeeDee Lamb season is a Chris Olave special. Honestly, that's about right.
Oh, check this out. Zay Flowers, 80 catches, 1,043 yards. Or 78 catches, 1,043 yards.
Okay, yeah. So Chris Olave, he's Zay Flowers plus.
There you go. Perfect. Zay Flowers plus. All right. You have to pay extra for the subscription service, Zay Flowers plus. All right, Walker's poop from a butt of the week. The NFL, I was making jokes, but they absolutely nailed the afternoon games because they want everybody watching Buffalo Philly, and so the opposite programming is the Giants and the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to watch this excrement, or would you like to watch a good game?
Yeah, would you like to watch this excrement or a snow game between what might be a Super Bowl preview?
God, if that's the Super Bowl, I'd kill myself.
No, because the Bills would win.
I can't be sure of this.
Yeah, but we'd get to see Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. Imagine how fun that would be.
I can't live with Philadelphia being that close to another Super Bowl.
Simply will not countenance it. All right. So like we said, Giants and Raiders, both teams are 4-0. I'm sorry. Both teams combined to be 4-26. Ooh. Giants 1.5-point favorites, 43.5-point over under. Bold of Vegas to assume that the Raiders will in fact score a point. Bo Collins, Andrew Thomas, DJ Davidson, Tyler Newbin are all out for the Giants. John Michael Schmitz. His name is my name too. He is doubtful for the Giants. Joshua Ezeudu, Raheem Nunez Roches, I got his names backwards. Cordero Flott, those are all questionable. For the Raiders, Colton Miller, Max Crosby are out. Max Crosby, they shut him down for the season. They said, go home.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah, same with Brock Bowers, he's done. Raheem Mostert and Jack Besh are questionable. Walker, your question is about the New York Football Giants wide receiver room.
Yeah, how many receivers in championship, fantasy championship week are we starting over Juan Daddy?
Gun to my head, I will say 15.
Okay, I think that would be a fair ranking. I have 12 ahead of him.
Well, so he's your wide receiver 13.
Yes.
All right, so let's go Juan Daddy or, oh, you said you have Jacoby Myers in the 20, or like at 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Wandale or T. Higgins.
T. Higgins is at 11, so I'll go with Higgins.
Damn, got there. Wandale or Zay Flowers?
I have...
Oh, we already talked about Zay Flowers.
Yeah, Flowers is at 20, 21. I said 22 earlier, but 21. So,
all right. Wandale or Jalen Waddle?
Jalen Waddle, I have at 23. So,
oh, damn, we'll go I'm getting further away. Who's tiered with Wandale? We'll just go that way.
Let's see. If I were to break it down that granular, I would say the tier would probably be. Cortland Sutton at 12 would have been the first part of the tier. And then I would say it would go down to DJ Moore at 18.
Yeah, I think DJ Moore is a good play this week. Niners are going to get roasted through the air. So, all right. So Juan Daddy, a great start for you. What about Tyrone Tracy?
I have Tracy outside my recommended starting running back, but just barely. He's literally the first guy in the you could do it, like the yellow section. Mm-hmm. So he's RB23 for me. I'd even start him over Michael Carter, LOL.
All right, do you trust Jackson Dart at all? I don't.
Sorta. He's quarterback 12 for me. I mean, I have a lot of... I'm really on the fence about the Giants in this game because, like, I do think they'll win. Because I think they care more, but I think you're going to get a lot of like that was fine style performances, other than Wandale, who is just because he's so much better than the other options, he's just going to get force fed.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Giants will win, but the Giants could also win because 17-15 because you know Brian Burns sacks Geno on a, you know, a field goal potential drive, like to take him out of field goal range with 40 seconds left on the clock or something.
Yeah. I think Dart runs enough that he won't kill you, but I don't know. I feel like if you're in the championship, you probably have a quarterback. You probably have a Joe Burrow or a Brock Purdy or a Jacoby Brissett or a Caleb Williams. And I'd rather start any of those guys.
I agree. All right. And then for the Raiders, are we going with Michael Mayer, Trey Tucker, or just Ashton Jeanty?
I would just go with Jeanty, but if you're interested in another Raider, which you shouldn't be, I would prefer Tucker to Mayer.
All right, sounds good. All right, and we all have the Giants winning this one. All right, Walker's disappointment of the week. Philadelphia and Buffalo. Philly 10-5, Buffalo 11-4. Bills 2.5-point home favorites, 44.5-point over under. For the Eagles, Lane Johnson, Nakobe Dean are out. Cameron Williams is questionable. For the Bills, Daquan Jones, Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer, and Matt Prater are all out. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox are questionable. They banged knees. They're playing footsie. They both they slammed their knees into each other. I don't know. They both have knee injuries. All right. Before we talk about this game, Walker, you have this as your disappointment of the week. Is it because it's Snow Bowl time?
Yeah, mostly. Also, right now it seems like Buffalo has a lot better vibes. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of worried that this could end up just being like a kind of blah, like 24-14 Bills win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Bills, I mean, it's hard to have worse vibes than the Eagles. So I'll give you that. Yeah. Bills vibes not great last week, like barely beating the Browns.
But the Browns at least have a good defense.
That's true. That's very true. The Eagles, I mean, without Nakobe Dean, that's going to make a big difference. I guess Jalen Carter is not listed on the injury report, so I guess Jalen Carter is back.
They didn't put him on IR?
No, because he just... Let me double check that. Let me make sure.
I mean, it certainly is possible.
Yeah, Jalen Carter is good to go for Sunday's game. So we got Jalen Carter back.
There you go.
Big thumbs down is one of the images from Jalen Carter. That's, I agree, Jalen Carter, with that about you. All right. So with that out of the way, are we? Is it still a start them all for the Eagles free space?
I think if you were so inclined, I wouldn't mind getting away from Devonta Smith.
Okay. But
I think Hurts, Barkley, Brown, and Goddard are all still starts.
What's making you go away from Devonta Smith?
He hasn't quite been as productive as Brown lately, certainly not as consistent. And the best part of Buffalo's defense is the back end, you know, the corners. So Smith is a great player. He's just barely outside of my must start receivers. So I think in most cases you're still playing him. I'm just saying if you have a championship level team, there's a chance that you wouldn't be playing him.
Okay. Just to check in here really quick. Only need, let's see, looks like 3.8 more points per game from AJ Brown for him to pass Amon-Ra St. Brown for our the pizza bet that I gave up on after like week three.
Yeah, fair enough.
But Walker, over the last 5 weeks.
I bet it looks a lot different.
Over the last 5 weeks, guess who's winning the bet?
over this arbitrary sample size.
That's right. All sample sizes are arbitrary, folks. Oh man. Over the last 5 weeks, Chris Olave, wide receiver 5. Very interesting.
I'm very interested to see after this week when we look up like over the last 3 weeks what has happened. I'm very interested to see like what shocking player lit up the playoffs.
Real sicko stuff is going to happen. Currently over the last 3 weeks, Ryan Flannoy is a wide receiver 15.
That's, come on, man.
Come on, man. All right. Mike's question was, can we start anyone outside of Josh Allen and James Cook for the Buffalo Bills?
No.
I agree. Eagles' strength is their defense. I think they're going to take Khalil Shakir away. The tight ends both banged up. And it's been like Josh Allen flipping a coin, which one is going to get targets lately. So I'm going to go ahead and stay away from all the pass catchers.
Yep, completely agree.
You'll never guess who's tight end one over the last 5 weeks. Actually, you definitely, most definitely 100% could guess who's tight end one over the last 5 weeks.
Kyle Pitts.
That's correct. The guy who had like half a season of tight end production in one game.
I'm going to guess that second is probably still Trey McBride.
Correct. Number three, Harold Fannin.
That's also not terribly surprising.
Yeah.
Number four, I don't even know if I could get...
You can. Here. It's not as hard as you think to get to four. Kittle? Yeah, it's Kittle. Yep.
Okay. Number five. Dalton Schultz.
Also, I was going to say, you're also overthinking that.
Oh, really? Goddard?
No, Brock Bowers.
Oh, I forgot because he got hurt.
Yeah. Goddard is 6, Parkinson 7, Schultz 8.
Parkinson 7. Forgot about him.
Yeah. So did the Rams last week.
Yeah, the bullshit touchdown.
All right. We all got Buffalo winning this one. Now let's get to the game of the week. Folks, two teams that Walker simply cannot countenance. Walker, we've come a long way from I simply will not be watching this game too. This is the game of the week.
Oh, I still won't be watching it.
Chicago and San Francisco. Both teams are 11-4. Niners 2.5-point home favorites. 50.5-point over under. Roma Dunze is out, as is Nick McLeod. Luke Newman, TJ Edwards, Josh Blackwell, Nashawn Wright, and Chauncey Gardner Johnson are all questionable for the Bears. For the Niners, Renardo Green and quarterback Curtis Rourke are out. Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle are questionable. Curtis Rourke was only activated so he could practice. All right, Walker, your question is, my answer is no, thank you.
Okay, fair enough. Kyle Manungai or Luther Burden?
It's Luther Burden. He's going to play the slot, and the Niners get fucking destroyed in the slot.
Yeah, I think Burden is a really good play for a team that's like a long shot.
Yeah, I would not countenance like, oh, I'm a favorite. It's 55-45. Should I play Luther Burden? No, it's like
probably not. No, you should probably play somebody safer. But if you're like 74-26, Luther Burden's going to be a better play in your flex than like hoping Marvin Harrison does something or, you know, playing Michael Pittman.
These two guys or Ricky Pearsall?
Which two guys?
Menungai and Luther Burden.
Oh, and then the other one, I'm sorry.
And the other one would be Ricky Pearsall.
Burden.
Burden. All right. Would you go? All right. So Pearsall last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you waiting around for George Kittle?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow. I would say the answer is yes, because there are three widely available pivot options.
Well, Colson, okay. Loveland. I was going to say, I'm waiting if you can get Loveland or Tongues.
Yeah, or Colby Parkinson. A lot of people rage dropped him last week.
I still wouldn't want to play Colby Parkinson.
Well, no, it's a George Kittle, like, oh, shit, my opponent picked up Colson Loveland. My opponent picked up Jake Tongues. They're blocking me. I guess I'm left with Colson Loveland. I mean, Colby Parkinson.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Or check this out. If he's available, Kyle Pitts. There's your pivot right there.
Yeah, yeah. My tight end three on the week.
Yeah. Hey, if he's available. Hey, people are in guillotine leagues.
I suppose that is true. Yes.
So yeah, I would wait around for George Kittle. I would not wait around for Ricky Pearsall. Would you rather start Caleb or Brock?
Brock barely, but they're back to back.
Would you rather start? Where do they rank?
8 and 9.
Would you rather start those guys or Baker?
Those guys.
Okay. All right. And my question for the 49ers, because you're starting Juwan Jennings, simply will not stop scoring touchdowns and being a hoe. Those are the two things he does.
Yeah, I think Juwan Jennings is a hoe too, because I was thinking that I had a chance to win last week when Juwan Jennings had nothing in the first half, and then he came out and scored 18 fantasy points in the second half.
Ooh. Yeah, ho confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had to mute my mic so open. A second Pepsi Zero Sugar Wild Cherry has hit the stream.
Ooh.
Let's go. All right.
I'm drinking water.
Is it bubble water?
No, it's just water.
Just water? With nothing in it?
I always have a big water bottle with me. I just don't happen to have a pop with me right now.
I also have a big water bottle with me. It's downright un-American. Is Christian McCaffrey going to get Saquon in 2026? He is currently at 372 touches. With the way that things are going, and if the Niners are going to play at least one playoff game, so he's looking at least 425 touches. Actually, closer to 450.
Yes, he's absolutely getting Saquon next year.
No, the answer is he's getting Saquon to this year. They are just not stopping the volume. This man has been horribly inefficient running the football. They just will not stop feeding him the ball. It's 25 touches for 75 yards.
Yeah, he's... He's not going to get Saquon next year. He's going to be dust next year.
I saw some really interesting coverage of how defenses, like how Kyle Shanahan is using Christian McCaffrey to just absolutely obliterate defenses, because he's like the only, they're talking about how no other running back just like actually gets vertical out of the backfield. Like if they're catching balls, it's all like in the flat or whatever,
right?
But Christian McCaffrey, he creates so much weird gravity with the linebackers, which I feel like that's something that might still work next year. But then we're talking like Travis Etienne, like hyper Travis Etienne, like path to viability. Like personally, no, I'm not drafting him next year.
McCaffrey next season, I'm not saying that he can't be like that he's gonna get hurt or anything, but like he's gonna be like late stage Kamara.
Yeah. I think that Kyle Shanahan
it'll be like 220 carries for 750 yards and 70 catches for 450 yards.
Yeah, I mean if he gets 70 catches, if people are like Christian McCaffrey's going to be an RB2. I will draft him. But I have a feeling people are going to be like, Christian McCaffrey's going to be like RB6 or 7 or 8, somewhere in that range. And I don't really feel like doing that.
Yeah, I mean, these guys will probably go ahead of him. And this is no order. Just order. I'm looking at them on my rankings.
Yeah.
Achan, Gibbs, Cook, Robinson, Genty, Bucky, Taylor, Hampton.
Hmm. I don't know about Hampton. I don't know about Hampton.
Yeah, I mean, Hampton's a maybe, I guess. Maybe, like, Genty's a maybe, but other than that, yeah. Like, I feel like Bucky's a maybe. The highest I could see anybody having him is, like, 6, and then the lowest would be maybe just outside the top 10.
Nah, somebody's going to go... I mean, Christian McCaffrey is the perfect type of player for somebody to be like, I'm ranking him as my RB19 type of
deal. Yeah, that's... I mean, sure, but, like, other than, like, people who are just trying to be different to be different...
Yeah.
I really think, like, reasonably, I think there's going to be very few people ranking him outside the top 12.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for this game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, the running backs on the Chicago side.
Oh,
play DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
And flex Monongai.
If you have to.
Okay. Don't play Kyle Monongai. Walker said it. You heard it here first, folks. One last question about this game. 2026, you're on the clock. Christian McCaffrey or Michael Carter?
Oh, I was really ready for a serious name.
All right, Monday Night Football. A game that might not mean anything. Because if the Niners and Seahawks both win, the Rams are locked out of the first seed.
It's true.
So Rams 11-4. Falcons 6-9, Rams 8.5 point favorites, 49.5 point over under. Folks, it's Unk Bowl 3. This is the third Unk Bowl this season.
Third Unk Bowl has hit the NFL season.
You had Rodgers Flacco 1, Rodgers Flacco 2. Now you've got Stafford, Kirk Cousins. The Rams may shut down Devontae Adams.
We have a mortal chamber. We have Kirko Chains.
Oh boy. We have a mortal chamber. We have Kirk Cousins in the weird bubble he offered to be in meeting rooms instead of getting vaccinated. Oh,
God.
Hype. We've got a bubble boy versus a mortal chamber.
It's no good. It's really no good.
The Rams may shut down Devontae Adams until the playoffs, which tells me he's not playing this week. If that's the news report for Devontae Adams. For the Falcons, Pitts in London were limited on Friday, but they followed the same pattern of practice that they did last week, where they're probably going to play because this is the same pattern they had last week. All right, let's get the free space out of the way. Bijan, Pitts, and London, you play them all, yes?
Yeah, you have to.
All right, Matthew Stafford, over under 2.5 touchdowns.
Say under 2.
2? I'm going with 2 touchdowns to Matthew Stafford, 1 to Puka, 1 to pick a tight end.
I go with 1. Yeah, 1 to Puka, and he throws the other one to Kyren Williams.
Ooh, I was going to say Kyren Williams rushes one in, and so does Blake Corum.
Yeah, I was just going to say 1 rushing touchdown, Blake Corum, and then they kick 3 field goals for 30.
Thicker kicker, folks. Yeah, I think you start all your Rams. Blake Corum or DeAndre Swift?
Definitely Swift.
Blake Corum or Kyle Monongai?
Corum.
Blake Corum or Breece Hall?
Hall, but not by much.
Blake Corum or Ramondre?
Ramondre. Matchup too good.
Matchup too good. Blake Corum or Anthony Pollard?
Pollard, I don't like that one, but Pollard.
All right, perfect. And you're starting Puka, and are we starting any of the Rams tight ends, or can you trust it?
I can't trust any of them. I don't know which one's going to do it between Parkinson and Ferguson.
Yeah. Is there any sneaky Walker's gut about any Ram pass catcher?
If you're going to start a sneaky one, it would be Mumfield, but he didn't do anything on 8 targets last week. I'm not anything more than whelmed.
Kanata Mumfield, more like Kanata Minefield. I'm not stepping on that, folks.
Oh.
Got him. All right. We all got the Rams win in this one. Walker, we did it. 2025 season in the books for the podcast.
Unbelievable. Folks, they said it couldn't be done, but yet again, we've proven them wrong.
We've done it, folks. Some are saying it's the smartest podcast on the internet. Some are saying it's the dumbest podcast on the internet. And guess what, folks? They're both right.
They're both right. Absolutely.
All right. So we will be back next week. And next week, we're starting the every other week. So next week in the Patreon feed, we will have the absurdities, which is our awards, which Walker and I have already started to put them into the doc. They're fun awards. And then we'll be getting into the playoff previews after that. So for Walker and Mike in absentia in Florida with family, thanks for listening. Take care. And Nick Cage, John Madden is not real. He cannot hurt you.